I don't understand how it's possible. I mean, how the hell have I managed to lose the door handle from my living room door over the course of the day? Hello, everybody. You join me in the midst of a mystery. What? I've always had a door handle on my living room door. Well, I say always. I mean, I've only lived here a month, but where's it gone? Honestly, it's gone. The door handle has gone. I don't get it. There's the latch and the little piece of metal that goes through your door. That's still there, but the handle gone. I'm mystified. Absolutely mystified. I wouldn't mind, but I mean, I blinking well live here by myself, and there's only one key. I have that. But I can only assume that someone's playing an elaborate practical joke on me, and I don't understand. Leave that with me. I'm going to have to riddle this one out and find out what's going on. I don't understand. But anywho, how are you? Forgive my slightly puzzled. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Hello, how are you doing? Here we are, Bulai, episode 9, I believe we're on now. Apologies for yesterday. I was not in a position to get any proper recording done, and so the emergency broadcast boo went out instead. So we're still managing the... Yes, I am doing one every day, but okay, yeah, it was an emergency one, and it was the tech... hello, we're expecting and experiencing technical difficulties. Yes, it's because I was expecting technical difficulties at some point that I pre-recorded a boo for such emergencies. And there it was. Anyway, that's far too long an explanation for what's going on. So, yesterday... we went out to Friesthorpe to rehearse throughout the village. Hamlet, place of residence for some people in Lincolnshire. That was all pretty good. We were a bit worried because it thrashed it down with rain yesterday afternoon. I don't know if you remember. But by God, it came down. It was like a monsoon. But luckily it stopped and... we all managed to get out there and have a good old wander around. We stood by the field that I'm supposed to be coming from, because the way it goes, the audience walk down a lane and everything, and I'm already planted, so to speak, in a field with the chap playing my brother. And we waited there for roughly, 45 minutes to an hour. We were stood waiting in that field before anyone came to us to do some directing and stuff like that. So we had a bit of a chat about life, the universe and everything, really. So that was interesting, wasn't it? That was good fun. So that was yesterday. Luckily not rained off. So that's the last Friesthorpe rehearsal that we're going to have now for possibly 2 weeks. Because now it's all about the radio gig for leaving home. So we're doing that. Today we rehearsed, and you know, we all look very good. Because believe it or not, although we're doing these things for radio, we actually have costume. The costume's arrived from London, Angels, in London, today. So we got to try on a couple of bits of kit. And, well, those of us in the radio gig, anyway, we all look fabulous, I have to say. There's some amazing hats, and our uniforms look good. The ladies' dresses and skirts and things, and the bonnets and all that. It's all very nice, very good. Very authentic, and it is authentic. A couple of the uniforms are genuine army uniforms from the early 1900s, which is marvellous in itself. They are immaculate, in very good condition. And it's a bit of an honour and a privilege to be wearing them. When you just think where they've been, what they've done, you know, you don't know, do you? But you can only imagine, and imagining's good. I enjoy it. The stuff that these things could have done. Anyhow, I digress. So tomorrow again is another rehearsal for the radio gig, and then that's it, rehearsals wise this week. It's then all ready, steady, go for Monday. We'll be leaving here at 11:30, 12-ish on Monday, and heading over to Boston to the Blackfriars Arts Centre over there, and rendezvousing with the team over there that are going to help us out, and the Military Wives Choir, of course, and that'll be nice as well. So it's going to be an evening of two halves. Also found out today that while we're in Boston, some people are going to come and be filming us from a well-known thing. I've forgotten what it was. BBC News, National BBC News. Don't know if you know it. They're going to be there filming. To be broadcast at a later date. But that's quite interesting, isn't it? I shall look forward to that. So goodness knows what we'll do, whether they'll pull us out to chat to us or whatever. I don't know. Do you know what? I've said that now. There's a little bit of me that's thinking, maybe I wasn't supposed to say that out loud. I don't know if I'm supposed to know that. But I've said it now, and yeah, I'm going to stick it out on the internet, on Audioboo. Oh, well. So that'll be fun. They are coming specifically to see us. So it's a good thing we've got costume, really. So we'll look all nice and authentic in our period costume on the stage, recording a radio drama in Boston. Yeah. So that's pretty much all I've got for you today. Stay tuned. Well, I say stay tuned. Don't tune out. Then tune back in again. Come back tomorrow, and I'll let you know how tomorrow's rehearsal goes. As I say, it's the last one for the radio gig, so that's going to be interesting. I'm quite looking forward to getting one down and out of the way. I've been looking forward to the radio gig for as long as I've known I was going to be a part of it. I don't know why, but I've always enjoyed the idea of doing things on the radio and being daft. And because I'm playing 10 people in this, I get to do that. I get to show off with 10 different voices and accents and stuff like that. So hopefully I'll, if I'm lucky, manage to get some sort of agency or someone to come and see us while we're doing this. And who knows? You don't know, do you? It's probably not going to happen, because it's best that you don't get your hopes up too much, I find. Because I'm the eternal pessimist. But there's nothing wrong with being a pessimist. You're either right or pleasantly surprised, aren't you? There you go. There's a thought for the day. I shall leave you with that. All right, then. This time, while I'm brushing my teeth, it's your turn to warm the bed up. All right, I'll see you later. Good night.